This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The county's first road fatality of the year took the life of a Clarendon woman Monday morning. Misty Cribb, age 35, died when another car crossed the center line. The vehicles collided head-on. Two children in Cribb's car were seriously injured. Her daughter Kyla was transported to UNC hospitals, and her stepson Maddox is in New Hanover Nova. The driver of the second vehicle was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. We have more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. A fundraiser plate sale for the Cribb family will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Tekonkina. Tickets are $10 and all proceeds go to the family. Call 910-625-0952 for tickets. Now, Misty was an account executive with ColumbusCountyNews.com and Jones Media. She was a member of our family. We just ask that you keep all of her family, especially her children and parents, in your prayers. The next few days, you're going to see sub-freezing temperatures at night and chilly temperatures by day. It's going to be dangerously cold after sunset. We could even see some ice and snow mixture during the overnight hours on Friday. That's not the words we want to hear. Make sure you have winterized your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pumps. Make provisions for those outside pets as well, unless you're going to go outside and sleep with them. See Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage. The warming station is open in Whiteville from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, that's located at 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Meals will be served at the center, which is behind the main church. The feeding pot is also open at 2 p.m. every Saturday for anyone in need. Call 910-918-4531, and volunteers are needed to help with the warming station. Forest Service, Wildlife Commission, and the Nature Conservancy are getting ready for controlled burn season. It runs January through August. People who live in and near pine forest can expect to see smoke as controlled burns are conducted to restore area forest. Governor Josh Stein was officially sworn into office Wednesday, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. One of Stein's first official actions was to sign 5 executive orders providing additional aid for hurricane victims. Newly sworn in state auditor Dave Bullock wasted no time, promising that his office would closely monitor the new aid packages. He cited the previous administration's $221 million budget shortfall and failure to provide promised assistance after Hurricanes Matthew and Florence. The sheriff's office is collecting camp stove size LP bottles, those are the little 1-pounders, for shipment to Western North Carolina. The deadline is January 12th. Drop off donations at the sheriff's office on Washington Street in Whiteville. Southeastern Genealogical Society is going to meet Saturday at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. The speaker will be Henry Mintz. He will discuss Columbus County in the 19th century. The meeting starts at 2 p.m. Members often arrive early to share family history. Everyone is welcome. Handyman Hal will be at Engaged Life Church this Sunday from 10 a.m. for the Kids Appreciation Service. There'll be prize drawings for all who attend. Engaged Life is located at 386 Thompson Town Road, Whiteville. Make Heaven Crowded Ministries will host a community ladies Bible study inside Candlewood Farms and Coffee and Bakery at 721 Madison Street in Whiteville. That's going to be this Saturday, starting from 9 until 10 a.m. There'll be Bible study, food, coffee, and fellowship. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.